La Crosse's marsh is located in the heart of the city and is home to migrating birds like warblers and sandhill cranes, as well as red foxes, otters, and frogs. Its recreational trails are popular with runners and bikers. The marsh also helps with flood control. There are still many commuters who drive through the marsh on a daily basis who don't understand its purpose.
Historically, the marsh has always been seen as a barrier, as a wasteland.
Richard Frost wants to help change that mindset through education. He's one of the founding board members of a new group, Friends of the Marsh. The organization spawned from a now defunct marsh coalition. That coalition in 1998, along with city voters, defeated a plan to build a road through the marsh. Frost says the marsh isn't facing immediate development threats, but the group wants to make sure the marsh remains in its natural state.
The marsh is not protected. It is owned by the city. Its existence is completely dependent on the whims of the city, the mayor, and the city council. Right now, they are of the mind of preservation, but that could change with the next election, and that marsh could be developed. A new north-south corridor could be built. It's very, very fragile.
Frost says one idea is to transfer the land to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, but he says there are concerns about how different administrations could politicize the land. He says the group will explore other avenues of protection. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.